You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host. I have Knox Malis from Integrity Title Solutions. Yay. Welcome back, Knox.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate it.
I also have Tammy Haldeman, my beautiful wife.
Thank
Welcome
you.
Welcome back, Tammy.
Yep, thanks.
And I want to welcome to the air, we have Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Meyer Law Firm. Stephen's an attorney. Welcome, Stephen. Appreciate you coming back in.
Hi, Doug.
One of our favorite guests. You've been in quite a few times now. And coming up here, we have New Year's Eve, and this is a time where there are a lot of liability of people getting DUIs and, you know, DUI driving under – or well, DWI, driving while intoxicated, driving under the influence for DUI. Is there any difference between those?
Not really.
Not really. Same thing. Okay, so just
– you're in trouble no matter what.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much you're screwed.
Getting arrested.
Right.
Let's go through the different aspects of that because, you know, there's criminal and there's civil.
Yes. Well, there's civil. If you're involved in a car accident, you cause injury, there can be civil penalties assessed, and that's where I actually come in. But there's definitely a criminal aspect in any kind of DUI or DWI action.
And what's typical in criminal?
So in criminal, there's two parts to a case. There's the criminal aspect that involves a police department writing you a ticket, and that can involve jail time or fines and penalties. And there's also an automatic suspension of your license for 90 days. And that's the administrative law part of the case. So there's two aspects to any kind of criminal case involving DWI. And automatically lose your license for 90 days, that can be appealed, but it's automatic in Missouri. And that's if you're caught driving under the influence of 0.08 or above in Missouri.
Okay.
Did I hear that they were going to amend that and possibly lower it even further?
They could. Well, for commercial motor vehicle drivers, it's 0.04 in Missouri, but right now it's 0.08, which is pretty mainstream across all the states.
Okay. Good to know it's consistent. And how do most people get caught? Because I know we've all been through sobriety checkpoints. Is that pretty common?
It is. And, you know, there's legal requirements, constitutional requirements involved in a DUI checkpoint. And that involves a municipality such as, you know, let's say Creve-Coeur or Chesterfield. They actually have to publish a week in advance that they're going to set up a DUI checkpoint. And in doing that, they provide notice to the public that they're going to have that stop initiated.
So publish this. That's interesting because I didn't know that. Where do they publish it?
Usually in an obscure place in a local periodical. So not in the Post-Dispatch usually. But it's, you know, if it's in Chesterfield, it could be in their local periodical or
the elementary school newsletter.
Correct. Something that nobody reads. But they have to do that. And then they also have to give notice of the exact location, usually the day of the checkpoint. So they'll say at the corner of X and Y Street.
Okay.
Now, did I hear that on Facebook there are even pages on there that will map out all the sobriety checkpoints?
There's a handful of them out there that provide – folks, if you're friends with that page maker on Facebook, that will tell you where the checkpoint's going to be on a certain date and time, and also provide you with different ways to avoid drinking and driving altogether, like cab numbers and things of that nature.
That's pretty interesting. I don't know if I encourage somebody to use the Facebook page to avoid the sobriety checkpoints, but yeah, it's never fun to go through. Even if you've, you know, let's just say somebody has one drink. You still don't want to have to go through a sobriety checkpoint. You know, God forbid, you know, you're at a party and somebody spills beer on you where you may reek of alcohol even if you haven't been drinking. It's still, yeah, not something that anybody wants to go through.
Yeah, and I look at it this way. It's not only that, but, you know, sometimes they have these checkpoints set up at pretty busy intersections, 270 and Olive. So if you want to avoid that traffic altogether, you just want to know where the stop is so you avoid it, to avoid the traffic bottleneck that it can cause. That's a good, you know, good reason to know when and where it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's a good reason.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the whole thing is it's a huge time sucker. If you get stuck in one of those, you might be sitting there for an hour.
Sure.
As they let people in and out and count every third vehicle, pull them off to the side. Then a lot of times there'll be a fender bender because somebody's gawking at what, you know, somebody getting a field sobriety test and the... It's a big pain.
I'm telling you, in my line of work as a personal injury lawyer dealing with car accidents, it's happened in the past at those areas. So that's absolutely correct.
Right. So now, if I was injured in an accident from someone who is driving drunk, what are my rights and what happens with all of that?
Your rights are, in Missouri, you can sue them in civil court, and that will be a personal injury case, personal injury lawsuit. and you would sue them. You could potentially sue the bar where they were drinking at. That's called dram shop liability. That's a whole different topic. But you can sue that driver for compensatory damages as well as punitive damages. And punitive damages are your injuries that aren't covered by automobile insurance. And kind of to take it to a different level here is you have car insurance that covers you for negligence, right? So
right.
If you rear-end somebody and you cause them harm and they have to get physical therapy and things of that nature, your car insurance liability coverage will cover those damages.
Okay.
Now, if you drink and drive, that's reckless. And
okay.
You can be sued over and above your car insurance limits. So drinking and driving is just so risky, not only for the criminal side of the situation, but the civil side. You can be financially ruined, and also you can hurt and kill somebody, including yourself. So it's dangerous all around.
In case you just joined us, you'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Meyer Law Firm, personal injury specialist that's given us everything we need to know to avoid you getting sued and having to get injured and having to sue somebody else if we can avoid it. So what are things, like as far as insurance goes, to make sure that we're covered personally in case we were the one that happened to injure somebody?
It's something I talk to my clients all the time about, because rarely are they adequately insured when they come to me. But what you want to do is, you know, the Missouri minimums right now are $25,000 per person, $50,000 per accident liability coverage. So if you have those minimum insurance coverages and you go out and you seriously hurt somebody, a lawyer like myself, you could end up being sued by me. And if the $25,000 in coverage that you bought through your insurance carrier isn't enough to compensate my client for their damages, we can potentially look at other assets, homes, cash in banks,
uh-oh,
anything you have. And so the way you avoid that is just simply increase your liability coverages. You know, go buy a $100,000 or $300,000 policy, or go get an excess liability policy, which is actually pretty inexpensive now. You can go get $1 million in coverage, you know, for a few hundred dollars, and that can protect you and provide a safety net over and above your lower limit policies like car insurance.
You know, I have a saying that I use frequently: it's not a problem until it's a problem. And something like that, it's not a, you know, you don't really need any of this insurance. It's all hogwash until it's a problem, and then all of a sudden it becomes pretty important.
Absolutely. And you know, here's a really important type of coverage to go buy is underinsured motorist coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different from uninsured motorist, right? Uninsured motorist covers us if somebody hits you and they don't have insurance. Underinsured motorist coverage covers you if somebody hits you and they only have a minimum insurance policy. So your own insurance company can potentially make up the difference in somebody who's underinsured and only has a $25,000 policy. So that's another form of coverage you can buy to protect yourself from getting hurt by other people.
Sounds like you could have an entire segment on insurance alone, to be honest with you. And you know, I think now it's so easy to go out and shop online at the cut rate, you know, insurance online kind of thing. A lot of people don't have their good old insurance agent anymore that's going to give them sound advice about the way to protect their families and themselves. They're going to go out cheap as they can get, and they think they're comparing apples to apples, and they're not.
That is a great point, because you know, people think they have quote-unquote full coverage in Missouri, and full coverage does not include underinsured motorist coverage. So the olden days of a broker explaining to you, hey, you need underinsured coverage because this is what can happen, and I would recommend you buy it, those days are over. And people are going online, filling out, you know, a five-minute questionnaire, and they're buying coverage online that they think is quote-unquote full coverage, and it's just not adequate at all. So you have to be careful with that, and that's a great point.
Well, and unfortunately, for like somebody that's an insurance agent and they're trying to gain business from a new client, how are they going to gain the business? They're typically going to gain it based on price. And to gain it based on price, it's, you know, you're going to be better on price if you exclude a few things like underinsured motorists and things like that. And the consumer doesn't necessarily know the right questions to ask to make sure that they are covered properly.
I can't tell you how many times my clients have come to me who've been seriously hurt and they're hit by somebody with a $25,000 insurance policy. And I ask them, I say, you know, did you buy underinsured motorist coverage on your car? Because if you did, I can get you some more money for your injuries. And they don't even know what underinsured motorist coverage is. They never heard of that. Or they say, yeah, I have uninsured motorist coverage, thinking it's the same thing, and it's not. So that's exactly correct. And you don't get that type of direction and counsel online trying to buy from a major a major big box insurance carrier.
Well, I think this is a topic that we want to go deeper into, and I want to have you back sometime just to talk about insurance specifically, and maybe we'll come up with a document that we can put on our website that will really give the checkpoints of what people need to know when it comes to insurance, and just making sure that they're covered. So this New Year's Eve, I would say that everybody needs to just be cautious out there. Mm-hmm. Make sure that don't drink and drive, and we just can't really say that enough, that people get injured and killed. And Stephen, you probably have seen some horrific situations because of that, haven't you?
It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it.
That's good advice.
Right. Yeah, and even just the criminal penalties alone is what scares a lot of people. But boy, if you just happen to be the one that shows bad judgment and you hurt somebody else, I think that's something that just people don't think enough about that.
No, and you ruin lives, you ruin yourself financially, potentially. You ruin mm-hmm. yourself financially. You can lose your job because you lose your license. I mean, there's so many aspects of how it can
affect you, how it can
irreparably harm you. It's just not worth the risk.
Well, definitely appreciate you coming in. Stephen, I'm going to make sure all your information is on our website. If you visit DougHaldeman.com, it's DougHaldeman.com. Look for Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Meyer Law Firm. And, Stephen, I'm going to make sure your information's on there, because if somebody has had a situation where they've been injured or if they need advice around this, it's happened to them personally, or they know somebody close to them, friend or family member or even a coworker, they need to get in contact with you right away, because you're going to make sure that they're really well represented.
Right, and even if it's answering some questions, we do that for free. So anybody can call us anytime.
Great. Well, we really appreciate you coming in today, Stephen.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
So we want to make sure we have the best experts in St. Louis when it comes to real estate. And coming up, Damian Girard from Keller Williams in Kirkwood is going to be joining us. He's one of the top producers in St. Louis, to give us his forecast for what he thinks is going to happen in 2014 in the St. Louis real estate market. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.